and welcome our harmonious viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master of Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3, D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also available online at www.suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations members reached an open skies accord. In solar news, Cloncurry, Australia is soon to be totally sun-powered. In science news, researchers discover an eco-friendly way to produce gold nanoparticles. In children news, 10-year-old Arpa Sharma speaks 11 languages. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in 1996, the United Nations General Assembly declared November 21st to be World Television Day. This honors the date the first World Television Forum took place at the United Nations. On World Television Day, the broadcasting of intercultural programs supporting peace, harmony, and development is encouraged. With God's blessings, may television keep developing as a positive medium to unite all people on Earth, bringing the messages of global peace and intercultural harmony to all beings. Best wishes for a joyous and blessed World Television Day.
Lion News, Goosey Peace Prize celebration begins. The annual Goosey Peace Prize ceremony is considered the biggest international event in the Philippines, taking place this year, November 21st. It's a time for honoring a small group of enormously accomplished groups and individuals who are contributing to world peace in whatever field they are in. 1 year ago, Supreme Master Qinghai was honored with this prestigious award. Goosey Peace Prize is often said to be the Asian counterpart of the Norway-based Nobel Peace Prize.
I was very surprised, and then I was excited like a kid, you know. And I love looking for other awardees. I congratulate them and tell them this is a great honor. Yeah, and they should continue with what they're doing. It's good for the world.
Yes, and I'm truly honored. Especially by the Philippines, because they are special people.
This year, Supreme Master Qinghai was invited as an honored guest. However, due to her busy schedule, she sent representatives from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. The 2007 honorees comprise a diverse group of 16 individuals. They come from the Americas, Europe, and Asia. From artists and sports stars to journalists and diplomats, many of them have multi-talents, are philanthropic, and making their own contributions towards a more peaceful society. This year's laureates are George Bistis, Voice of America journalist from Greece, Mehmet Ali Birand, CNN talk show host from Turkey, Lieutenant Governor Johnson Elmo from the Federated States of Micronesia, Yupeng Li, billionaire philanthropist from China, Thomas Cheng Wai Yu, Kung Fu master from Hong Kong, Dr. Shigeru Suganami, president of Association of Medical Doctors of Asia from Japan, Senator Harrison T. Alvarez from the Philippines, Tep Phong Parnage, EDD, president of Maijo University from Thailand, Senator Nay Robinson Swasuna from Brazil, Dr. Peter M. Shantz, veterinarian from the United States, Michalos Konstantinos, Minister of Finance from Greece, Elias Kamzik, Vice President and Justice Minister from the Republic of Palau, Dr. Farland H. Stanley, world-renowned archaeologist and teacher from the United States, Attorney Persida V. Rueda Acosta from the Philippines, John Alamo, world rugby star and humanitarian from New Zealand, and Dr. Taesop Lee, former Minister of Public Highways from the Republic of Korea. A welcome dinner for all the honorees and special guests took place at the Manila Hotel in the Philippine capital yesterday.
Thank you so much for organizing such a grand event to recognize all the contributors to the human rights and to world peace.
As the chairman of the board, the Philippine Gusi Peace Prize Committee will continue to search for the great achievers and peacemakers of the world. And I would like to say that let's have the real friendship, a hallmark of human values. Let's have a peace in our society today, because peace is the hope of our generation. And I do hope that peace will give a great honor, not only for the future of the people, but a glorified to the Lord.
I'd like to greet all the televiewers all over the world. I'd like to relay our message of love, friendship, brotherhood and camaraderie, peace and goodwill.
Thank you and congratulations to all Gusi Peace Prize laureates. May God's blessings be with you in your noble work for humanity. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for further updates on the 2007 Gusi Peace Prize ceremony.
IAN News, UN votes to lift Cuban mandate. United Nations General Assembly on Friday overwhelmingly voted in favor of a decision made by the Council on Human Rights to end the U.S. mandate against Cuba. The resolution was supported by some 168 countries. Thank you, United Nations, for this fair and caring decision. May God bless Cuba with abundant international relations, prosperity, and peace. IAN News, France begins eco-friendly farming methods. The National Agronomical Research Institute, INRA, joins vegetable farmers in France to develop an innovative eco-friendly farming technique. The Integrated Production and Cultivation of Vegetables program aims to reduce farming inputs by using open fields and cold rooms to boost farmers' income. The program also looks into using alternatives to chemicals to ensure the safety for humans and the environment. Thank you, National Agronomical Research Institute and French vegetable farmers, for your thoughtful efforts to protect the health of consumers and the environment. May the new system bring prosperity and happiness to your country.
Lion News, a label for vegetarian foods in Malaysia. The Malaysian government considers labeling all packaged vegetarian food products as suitable for vegetarians. Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Deputy Minister Datuk S. Veerasingham and the Malaysian Vegetarian Society requested that the government approve the labeling scheme in light of the increasing number of vegetarians in Malaysia. The president of the Malaysian Vegetarian Society also encouraged the government to adopt the labels for the benefit of the many vegetarian travelers who visit the country. Thank you, Malaysian government and Malaysian Vegetarian Society, for your efforts on behalf of the vegetarian public. May the Most High bless the Malaysian people with happy, healthy lives.
Ryan News. Police officer saved man from ending his life. U.S. Patrolman Curtis Morris was credited for saving the life of a man who was about to jump off a bridge. Officer Morris was on duty when he saw a man sitting on a bridge writing his last note. After Mr. Morris spoke with the man, he agreed to accompany the officer to a hospital. When the man got into the police car, he began to cry. Thank you, and God bless Curtis Morris for your compassionate heart in being a guardian angel in action. May your life and those around you be blessed with grace, fulfillment, and peace.
Lion News. Animal Rights Foundation of Florida hosts Early Gentle Thanksgiving. The fourth annual ARFF Thanksgiving dinner was held last weekend in Longwood, Florida, USA. Attendees arrived to share together delicious vegan dishes to promote compassion towards animals.
One of the most important things to introduce to people is the idea that a diet free of animal products is healthy, it's environmentally friendly, and it's definitely friendly for the animals. So that's why we've been doing for the past 4 years a compassionate Thanksgiving.
Well, I like the good food, the good vegan food.
It's amazing what people can do with vegan recipes.
The Animal Rights Foundation has long advocated eliminating greyhound dog racing in Florida, and people attending this gentle Thanksgiving meal brought items to be donated to greyhound rescue groups.
They'll take these dogs and put them into rescued homes, but they need a lot of help. And so these food supplies, cleaning supplies, blankets to make sure the greyhounds are comfortable in their foster homes, all of these are greatly appreciated supplies that these rescue groups are in desperate need of.
Thank you, and God bless Animal Rights Foundation of Florida for your compassionate action on behalf of greyhounds and all other animals. We hope everyone had a heartwarming time enjoying and sharing a gentle Thanksgiving.
In Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association News from Ohio, USA, Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, was the feature title of a WFMJ 21 News broadcast. This channel, which serves all of eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania, including the major city of Pittsburgh, gave a warm welcome to the vegetarian cooking show hosted by our association member. The reporter from WFMJ 21 sampled the vegetarian fare herself and was very impressed with the savory flavor of the vegetarian food prepared by our association member. Along with airing the cooking show program, WFMJ 21 News also posted a link on their website to Supreme Master Television. Many people from the regional area of these states will therefore have a chance to view the cooking show Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living of Supreme Master Television, through the WFMJ 21 News website. Thank you and heaven bless WFMJ 21 News for your positive response and willingness to share the compassionate lifestyle of vegetarianism with your viewers.
In world news, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, recently agreed to an open skies accord, or free air entry, between the capital cities of its 10 member countries. The agreement, which is expected to be signed by early 2008, will help to improve tourism, business travel, and trade routes. Thank you, ASEAN, for joining together for the benefit of all. God bless the people of all your countries to visit each other freely in friendship and joy. Up next on Noteworthy News, 8,000 mirrors will help bring solar energy to Cloncurry, Australia. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Be right back with more positive news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Hello, I'm Clucky the Chicken, and I'd like to give you a tip about ginger, the universal medicine. Ginger is known and loved in kitchens around the world for its aromatic flavor in cooking, but it also has therapeutic effects in various ailments such as the flu, nausea, and muscle pains. Ginger truly is a wonderful gift of nature. Thank you for watching, and now let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
Solar News, Australian town to be powered solely by the sun. The sunny town of Cloncurry will soon have its own 10 megawatt solar thermal power station. The $6.5 million government-sponsored power station will consist of 8,000 mirrors, which will reflect heat onto graphite blocks. Water will run through the blocks, producing steam and driving turbines. The power station will even generate electricity at night and on cloudy days due to the stored heat in the graphite. Thank you, and God bless Australia and the residents of Cloncurry for using the sun's energy to help make the planet green.
In science news, researchers at the University of Missouri, Columbia, USA, make gold nanoparticles using only gold salts, water, and soybeans. A team of scientists led by Dr. Katesh Kati and Dr. Raghuraman Kannan have discovered an eco-friendly way to produce gold nanoparticles. It is believed that this discovery will have important implications as gold nanoparticles are widely used in many fields. Congratulations, and heaven bless Dr. Kati, Dr. Kannan, and your team of scientists for your remarkable green discovery. We're going to thank God for all the diversity on our planet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Juicy plums, huh?
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In children news, 10-year-old student can speak 11 languages. Arpan Sharma, a primary school boy in Birmingham, England, has an extraordinary talent. Apart from his native Hindi and English, he has learned to speak French, German, Spanish, Italian, Polish, Chinese, Thai, and Swahili. He is currently learning Lugandan, as used in Uganda. That is fantastic, Arpan. May heaven continue to bless you with amazing abilities. Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Loud and Clear.
An elderly gentleman had serious hearing problems for a number of years. He went to the doctor, and the doctor was able to have him fitted for a set of hearing aids that finally allowed the elderly man to hear 100%. A month later, the elderly gentleman went back to see the doctor, and the doctor said, "Your hearing is perfect. Your family must be really pleased yet that you can hear again." The gentleman replied, "No, not really. Well, I haven't told my family yet. I just sit around and listen to conversation. And so far, I have changed my will 3 times.
And now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline was sent by John from Orlando, Florida, USA. He wrote,
"Ladies and gentlemen, can I see your channel on Dish Network Satellite TV from Orlando, Florida? If yes, on which channel? Your reply would be highly appreciated. Thanks and best regards, John."
Hi, John. The good news is that Supreme Master Television can be viewed all over North America on the Galaxy S25 satellite at 97 degrees west. You will need to install your own satellite dish or have a local installer install one for you. You may find detailed satellite setup information on our website at suprememastertv.com. To have Supreme Master Television and its variety of shows added in your area, please contact your local cable companies, DirecTV or Dish Network, to request for our channel. We will be happy to work with them to provide our channel on their networks. Thank you so much for your heartline. May God bless you.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. May your days shine with divine beauty and love.